From the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Royal Caribbean has laid the keel for its first Icon-class ship, Icon of the Seas. A ceremony took place at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland, where a 3,000-ton crane lifted a steel block into place on top of coins representing both the shipyard and the cruise line. The coins are meant to bring good luck during the construction and will be given to the Icon's captain and crew before setting sail. Icon of the Seas is the first of three Royal Caribbean ships that will be powered by LNG. It is scheduled to debut in the fall of 2023. And Carnival has adjusted its shore excursion policy for unvaccinated kids. Unvaccinated kids 11 and younger can now go ashore in most ports without restrictions. Previously, they had to be on a Carnival-sponsored shore excursion to debark in port. Unvaccinated passengers 12 and older who are sailing under an exemption must still book a Carnival tour to debark in port. Ports that still require guests 12 and older to be vaccinated to debark without exception are Bermuda, Bonaire, Grand Cayman, St. Kitts, and Tortola. And Grand Turk, unvaccinated guests 16 and older cannot get off this ship either. In Limon and San Juan, they require that all cruise visitors, regardless of their age, be vaccinated to debark this ship. On sailings that visit one of Carnival's private islands, like Princess Keys or Half Moon Cay, all guests, regardless of their vaccination status, can go ashore freely. Sure is confusing, huh? And British Columbia's first cruise call has been canceled, delaying the start of the 2022 cruise season. Princess Cruises has canceled the San Francisco to Vancouver leg of Caribbean Princess. They're currently on a Panama Canal voyage, as the ship is set to enter dry dock in Oregon a few days earlier than expected. It was previously set to visit Victoria on April 6th and then ending the sailing in Vancouver on April 7th. Now, the first cruise ship in British Columbia this year will be Holland America's MS Koningsdam. It'll arrive in Victoria on April 9th. Then the ship will visit Vancouver the next day, April 10th. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 2.3%, 20.20. Royal Caribbean flat, 83.43. And Norwegian up 1.1%, 22.20. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.